Wisconsin was hammered with an unusually heavy spring storm that brought rain, sleet, freezing rain, ice, and lots of snow to much of the state. We want to hear from you at 800-642-1234. What is it like where you are? How did it affect your weekend, the start of the work and school week? Call now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll talk with meteorologist Jeff Last about what factors combined to create this weather event. First, WPR reporter Patty Murray joins us from Green Bay, which was particularly hard hit with snowfalls over 2 feet. Patty, thanks for joining us.
Well, thank you.
So we've been hearing some reports of significant damage up there from all this snow and ice. What are you hearing?
Well, there have been ice shoves off of Lake Michigan. They've had winds of like 30 to 40 miles an hour, and that's been causing, you know, the ice to jam up onto the shorelines and possibly damaging some properties there and causing floodings. There's also been some roof collapses. You know, when you have a large, you know, kind of flat-roofed building, you get all of this heavy, wet snow that we've had. And, yeah, the roof literally crashes in. A hotel, a dairy barn. There was an apartment building that the parking garage crashed in on. So, yeah, there's been some, you know, property damage out of this storm.
And what are you hearing from transportation and city officials coming out of the weekend now? Are they still telling people keep off the roads at this point?
Well, the DOT did issue a tow ban. So, like, if your car went into the ditch on the highway, they weren't going to tow it out for you. You know, you're pretty much on your own in that respect. And parking bans on city streets, definitely. And there were also Brown County and Allegheny counties told, quote-unquote, non-essential employees not to report to work today, basically just saying it's a snow day.
Now, this April, we've seen a lot of snow and cold weather. It's been a little, I think, demoralizing for people looking forward to spring. But this is a snowfall. This isn't just because it's April. This is a big deal in January or February if you get this much snow.
This is like the biggest snow since 1888. That's 1888. So, yeah, this is, you know, a big dump. It's like 2 feet of snow in Green Bay.
And how are people in the area coping? Are they still ready to dig out the shovels and snow blowers this late in the season?
Actually, I went over and begged my neighbor to, I saw he had a snow blower that was functioning, and begged him to just try to dig my car out of the driveway. So, yeah, I mean, this is Wisconsin. You know, I mean, it's April. It shouldn't be snowing this much in April, I don't think. I'm not a meteorologist.
We will talk to a meteorologist in a couple minutes, but I understand, Patty, you at least had a little fun in the snow.
Well, a little bit. You know, I tried to make a little snow creature. You know, I didn't do so well, but, you know, it is what it is.
There's a lot of snow. It wasn't great packing snow?
No, it is good packing snow. It's a heavy snow. It's a heavy, wet snow.
All right, Patty, thanks a lot for bringing us up to date. Stay safe.
You're welcome.
Patty Murray is a WPR reporter based in Green Bay. You can share your snow stories from the weekend now at 800-642-1234, 800-642-1234, especially if you're in those parts of central and northeastern Wisconsin that got double-digit 20-inch-plus snowfalls. 800-642-1234 is that number. Now we turn to Jeff Last for a look at some of the causes behind this weather event. He's warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service in Green Bay. Jeff, welcome back to the show.
Great. Thanks for having me.
Well, last time we talked to you, Jeff, it was for kind of an unusual, unseasonable snowfall early in April. Well, this puts that to shame. This is a lot bigger deal.
It sure was. And back when we spoke earlier in the month, I didn't think we would get something as big as this in mid-April. But sure enough, a record snowfall, a big record breaker across much of northeast Wisconsin.
Yeah, can you talk about some of the areas that were hardest hit by this in communities?
Well, anywhere from Door County, Sturgeon Bay area, west toward Green Bay, of course, the Shawano area, Waupaca County, even into to Portage County, that stripe, about 60 or 80 miles wide, was really hard hit with, as you mentioned, 20 inches or more of a wet, heavy snow.
And as we said with Patty there, this is a noteworthy snow. I don't care what month it is, right?
Absolutely. This snowstorm here in mid-April broke records for any time of the year at many locations, including Appleton. Here in Green Bay, it was the second largest snowstorm on record, again, for any time of the year. So just an incredible historic storm.
So what were the conditions that fed into this thing?
Well, it's what we look for when we're forecasting big storms. And this time of year, it's not unusual to have these strong low-pressure systems, which really was the culprit here. But what was unusual this time around was a very cold, high-pressure system up in Canada, which funneled a continuous feed of cold air from Canada into the upper Midwest. And that was just enough to keep what could have been a lot of rain. It kept it snow for an extended period of time. And, of course, all the wind whipping it up produced this historic blizzard.
I want to bring on a caller now. Martha is with us in Stevens Point. Martha, hi.
Hey, how are you?
Good. What's your snow story? You
well,
had a good.
Oh, my goodness gracious. We have 2 feet of snow here. My husband is looking at me thinking, well, we should do the driveway, but we're not going to. We're going to jump in the truck and go
oh, no.
snowboarding up in Wausau. So we drove 30 miles to get the best snow of the season.
Well, I hope you've
and
got
I'm
a good 61, truck.
And I'm out there on a snowboard. So. Have fun in Wisconsin, right?
All right, Martha, thanks a lot. Stay safe driving and up on the board, too. Let's go to Patrick in Brookfield now. Patrick, hi.
Hello, how are you today?
Good. What's your snow story, Patrick?
Well, I just wanted to say I was glad the snow came last weekend instead of weekend before last because I attended a World War I reenactment at Midway Village Museum, Rockford, Illinois. It was a very good show. They had a French Schneider tank, a Model T ambulance, a Model T with a machine gun mounted on it. They put on a series of mock battles.
All right, Patrick, so the snow didn't spoil your event. Thanks for that. We heard from Jason, who emails. He's been working to plow this snowstorm in Green Bay. Hasn't been able to see his family since Friday night. Wow. Thank you for sharing those snow stories. Let's talk about the kind of snow that Jason was plowing there, Jeff. As Patty said earlier, this is a wet, heavy snow, right?
Yeah, it is. And that certainly is not unusual for these April storms. A lot of moisture in the air. The air isn't frigid cold, but just cold enough to produce those large snowflakes, which kind of stick together and are very difficult to move off of driveways and the roads.
So I think one thing people are wondering about, Jeff, is this just a freak thing this year, or is there some kind of climate-changing thing, a different pattern going on where maybe we're going to see more wild events in April?
Well, it's hard to say. We can't pin one event, one storm, on a trend. But certainly, if you look at the last 10 or 20 years, a lot of our storms have been stronger, and while we have seen the global climate change, no question about that, it doesn't mean that you can't have cold, you can't have snow. In fact, you can have more cold and more snow as the global climate changes. So, again, I can't say that we're going to have more storms like this in the future just based on what happened here over the weekend, but certainly it's something we're keeping a close eye on.
And, Jeff, just the short-term forecast, are we going to see it warm up enough to melt all this stuff anytime soon?
Yes. The good news is that as we look into the next week or so, a gradual warm-up, we do have a chance of some snow again over parts of central Wisconsin on Wednesday, but only 1 to 3 inches perhaps. In general, temperatures into the 40s and 50s toward the second half of the week into the weekend, a slow melt with temperatures at night falling below freezing. So that's good news because there's a lot of water content in this snow.
Jeff, thanks a lot for joining us today.
Thanks for having me.
That's Jeff Last, warning coordination meteorologist for the National Weather Service based in Green Bay. He joined us to talk about the unusual winter storm that blanketed the state over the weekend. We also heard from reporter Patty Murray in Green Bay.